Now, one fish, two fish, it sounds like it's real easy to count fish, if you believe Dr. Seuss, but it's harder than it sounds to keep tabs on fish populations in Wisconsin lakes. Wildlife managers need good counts to know how to set things like bag limits or if they need to restock lakes, especially when it comes to the popular fish, like walleye. Getting that data normally takes a lot of time and effort, but researchers at UW-Madison are looking into a new way to count fish by analyzing the environmental DNA contained in water samples. Our next guest looked at the eDNA profiles of 24 Wisconsin lakes and sees the strategy as potentially a helpful tool in fish management here in the state. Mike Speer is a PhD student in the Center for Limnology at UW-Madison. The results of his study were recently published in the journal Environmental DNA. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, as things stand, the state of the art, I understand, is the traditional bag and tag method of estimating the number of fish. How does that work?
Yeah, that's right. Traditionally, we try to estimate populations of fish, including popular sport fish like walleye, in our lakes using bag and tag, or what we call mark recapture methods. And that involves a crew of biologists and technicians to go out and set nets in these lakes, try and capture as many fish as they can, and then they mark those fish with either a special tag or take a clipping of their fin. And then they go back to that lake a few days later, and usually with big electroshocking boats, and they electrify the water. And again, they capture as many fish as they can. And based on the number of fish that they catch the second time around that are marked from the first time or unmarked, they're able to estimate the total population of fish in the lake.
Okay, so if I'm catching different fish the second time around, that indicates that there's more of them out there. So this sounds labor-intensive. Does this limit the number of lakes that actually get surveyed for fish like walleye?
It does. It's pretty time and labor-intensive. In the northern part of the state, the real walleye lake-rich region, we've got about 900 walleye lakes in Wisconsin. But the state and tribal fishery managers who do this bag and tag method are really only sampling 25 to at most 50 lakes a year, able to estimate their populations. And these estimates are what underpin the management of the walleye in the state, particularly setting bag limits, knowing when we can keep harvesting fish from these lakes and when we should stop. So trying to manage 900 systems based on, you know, roughly only 5% of those lakes is a tall task.
So a lot of these lakes, we're kind of making our best guess maybe based on what we've seen in a nearby lake. Is that often what we end up doing?
Yeah, so there are a handful, or there are a lot of lakes really that we get trend data on over time, but usually we're only sampling those lakes every 5 or 10 years. And so these management regimes aren't that sensitive to changing populations, and often we're relying on nearby lakes to set management efforts for other lakes.
All right, let's get into this environmental DNA, or eDNA for short. What is this?
Environmental DNA is a molecule in the environment. So like you might see at a crime scene, a detective might be able to swab a counter or a doorknob and get a sense for who was there at the time of the crime. Similarly, we can go out into the environment and take a sample from the water or the dirt in that environment, and it contains traces of plants and animals that are there or have been there.
And those are, I guess, like a fingerprint, a DNA fingerprint for how many different fish might be in a place?
Exactly. So you could use it to estimate, you know, the biodiversity of a lake per se, the different kinds of fish that are living there. Or if you zero in on one species and you count the number of DNA molecules that are there, you can get an idea of how big the population of that species might be.
We're talking to Mike Speer, a PhD student in the Center for Limnology at UW-Madison. He's talking about work he's doing using environmental DNA to track populations of fish in Wisconsin, things like walleye in this study. So, Mike, your step now, as I understand this recent research, is to try to calibrate, to try to figure out if this DNA testing gives us similar results to the old-fashioned method. How do you do that?
Right. So we've got great work done by the state and tribal managers from the Wisconsin DNR and Glyphwick, and they go out and they do these mark recapture methods. And so what we were trying to do is follow up on those traditional surveys with this emerging molecular technique. And so we'll go around a lake and we'll collect water samples, bring them back to the lab, filter them onto filter paper, and then extract the DNA from those samples, counting how many DNA belong to the walleye and estimating that as a number of fish in the lake.
All right, let's talk about gear. First of all, the basic stuff, what do you collect? What are you going around collecting samples with? Just a bucket?
Yeah, so we've got just pretty basic water bottles, Nalgene water bottles, like you might throw in your hiking bag. So it's pretty low-tech and really not personnel or time-intensive at all. I can load up a truck with a boat and a couple of Nalgene bottles and be back off a lake in 20 minutes, whereas the traditional technique, you'd need many technicians and big electroshocking boats and fishing nets. So it sort of simplifies things on the front end.
Right.
On the back end, I have to take those samples into the lab and do some molecular work in a clean lab so we don't contaminate the samples with other fish DNA. So it's a little more complicated on the back end. But the advantage of that is we can limit the time we spend in the field and spread the time out in the lab over longer periods of time because the DNA is pretty stable in the fridge or the freezer.
That's how stable is it in the water? Is it, if I'm taking a sample today, is that giving us DNA that's pretty recent, or could there be DNA still floating, I don't know, from last year or years before? I don't know how long DNA keeps.
Sure. And that's a great question and one that we're really interested as biologists because not only can we manage fisheries with this technique, but we can look for eDNA of species of concern, maybe invasive species that we don't want in our lakes, but we're looking for, or species that are close to extinction and we want to see if they're still there. And the consensus is usually on the order of days to weeks. And so if you're sampling the water, we're pretty sure that that fish or animal or plant was pretty recently nearby.
Okay, so you're collecting these samples, testing them in the lab, and you're trying to calibrate if it gives us a similar indication as the old-fashioned bag and tag method. How does it match up so far?
Well, we collected data on 24 lakes over the last couple of years, and the results are really promising. We're seeing a really strong correlation between the traditional bag and tag method and our new molecular environmental DNA method, so much so that we're able to predict with pretty good confidence how many fish might be in a lake to the effect that, you know, we would know when to close a lake down to fishing or limit the bag size on a particular lake or know when we can go with a business as usual approach. Now, it's important to mention that this method is not meant to replace the traditional sampling. There's, from a biologist's perspective, there's no better thing than to have a fish in hand. And so there's a lot of uncertainty when you're sort of obliquely sampling a population with sort of secondary evidence, this DNA that's left behind. You'll never know necessarily the size of any individual fish or the ratio of the sexes or important demographic information. But as a complementary method, you know, we might be able to expand on that 50 lakes a year that we're able to get, that sort of 5% of our walleye populations, and maybe get a little bit more information on a lot more lakes.
What would it take to get from here to there to know that we're confident enough in this that we could expand this DNA testing, as you say, alongside the bag and tag that we're already doing?
Sure. So the work that we've done over the last couple of years has established that there is a relationship and a very strong relationship between the number of walleye in a lake and the amount of eDNA that we're able to recover. So statistically speaking, when you have a relationship, you can only get better at predicting when you have more sample size, when you go out to more lakes and you use both methods so that you can really fine tune this. So definitely 24 lakes is a great start, but I think we're continuing to work closely with state and tribal fisheries managers to see what we can do to push that sample size up. And the more we do that, the better we'll be able to predict how many walleye are in a lake with just a few cups of water.
You've been doing walleye so far, and that's very popular with people who fish and people who eat fish, but there are a lot of other fish in the lake. Are you looking to expand this to other types of sport fish in Wisconsin?
That's a good question. We're working on a project with the United States Geological Survey and some folks in La Crosse, Wisconsin, on developing a tool that would be able to sample sort of all fish. So in this particular study that we talked about quantifying fish, we looked for a specific stretch of DNA that only belongs to walleye. But in this new study, we're looking at larger stretches of DNA where we would capture all fish and then sequence each of those DNA strands so we know a full census of the fish that are in the lake.
Wow. So we could end up maybe with a test just in our last few moments that gives us a pretty full census of all the kinds of fish in a lake?
Well, that's the goal. You know, the technology is on its way there. I don't know that we're there quite yet. There's a lot of uncertainty that happens between a fish being in the lake and their DNA being in our sample. Every fish is different. Every species of fish is different. They're all shedding DNA at different rates, and they live in different spots in the lake. So there's a lot still to be worked out, but that's sort of the holy grail of eDNA, is to take a sample of water and know exactly which fish are in your lake.
We'll watch for that. Thanks to our guest, Mike Spear, PhD student in the Center for Limnology at UW-Madison, talking about the use of environmental DNA to help count fish in lakes.